So great to be learning together Shaarei HaRaz, Sephardic Tshuva of the week, and today we're going to focus on a very important psak halakha that appears in the Yakut Yosef, very very important regarding Shemitah. Next year Tavshin Pei Bet Be'ezrat Hashem is going to be a Shnat HaShemitah, a Shemitah year, and there's a lot of questions. We're going to be focusing on a lot of halachot. Shemitah and the Shiurim the next couple of weeks, Be'ezrat Hashem. So I wanted to focus this tshuva this week on a very important issue. Let's say you come to somebody's house and they are datim, they keep kashrut, and it's not a problem, but Shemitah, the rules of Shemitah somehow are not on the radar. Now, Shemitah is not just working the land, you're not supposed to work the land, also the fruit has special status. So the question is, you know, this family, you know, they keep kosher properly, but kashrut is great, but when it comes to Shemitah, they really don't know so much. So you don't know what the halakha is about this. Can you eat their food? Can you eat the food in their house? So we're gonna see what Chacham Yitzchak says about this. And the Shi'ur is dedicated by the Mizrahi family, Le'ilui Nishmat, Avi Gilad, Avihu Ben Le'ah, whose Azkara is Sunday, when I'm recording this, Yud Bet Sivan. So first of all, in the Yakut Yosef, he strongly prefers you not rely on the Het Mechira. But he says, the bottom line, the Mikar Adin, at the end of the day, one can rely on the Het Mechira. So you have produce in Israel that relies on a variety of psakim regarding to Shemitah. There is a more machmir, there's a more mekel. But even the more mekel, it relies on the mechira, the rabbinut sale of the farmland to a non-Jew. Only applies to produce that actually had heter mechira. What if there is produce in Israel during the Shemitah year, which has no heter whatsoever, not even heter mechira? And you go to somebody's house, you have no idea about that produce. They don't know about Shemitah, really. It's not on their radar. And maybe they know what it is, but they don't know to observe the halakhah regarding the fruit. So can you eat at their house? Serious question. It's a very, very serious question. So the essential issue is whether Shemitah observance today is Doraita Derabbanan. Now, it's Shemitah is definitely a din that appears in the Torah. Well, is it today, in today's circumstance, Drabanano Doraita? So, the Gemara in Ketubot on Daf Chaf Hei tells us that Shemitah is that Chala is only Adin Drabanan Bizman Azeh, because you need all of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael in order to be Chayav Chala on a Torah level. V'vachem La'aretz, says in Parashat Shelach. Soon we'll be reading it. That only when you come into the land, only when you have all of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, Zerach Yuv Chalat, the time of the Gemara, time of Beit Sheni, even before the Gemara is written, then you do not have Biat Kulchem, you don't have all Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Nima of Chalat only apply Midrabanan. So the Rambam applies this not only to Chalab, all the mitzvot otzuyot ba'aretz, bismanazem, you don't have all of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. It applies not just to Chalab, but all the mitzvot otzuyot ba'aretz, Shumot to Masro, to Shemitah. The Ra'avad says, no, it's only Chalab. What are you doing extrapolating it to all the other topics? But the Rambam seems to be compelling, and Shulchan Aruch rules that Shemitah Bizmanazel is only Midrabanan. In fact, you look in Parashat Bahar, it describes whether Shemitah, the Bermin Yisrael, Matalahan, Kitaval Aretz, Shinatan Lachem, Shavatah Aretz, Shabbat Lamnai. Only when Kitaval Aretz, when you come into the land, you also would seem you need Biat Kulachem, all of Am Yisrael needs to be in Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, Yakut Yosef is posek that most of poskim rule that Shemitah Bizmanazet is only Midrabanan, and that is the halacha. And therefore, in the case of Safei, in case you're not sure, you can say Safei Drabanan Lekula, you can follow, you can be lenient about Dinei Drabanan. So that's very, very helpful in this point. Now, there's a little bit of a chidush here. It's not so pashut to say that Shemitah is, that this heter still applies. Because the Sefer Chinuch writes, if you have rov, not just all of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, rov, all, a majority of Eretz, of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. You have a rule, ruo kukulo, majority is all. So if you have a majority, is equivalent of all. So example, in Shechita, you have to be Shechita, the two simanim of the animal, or of a bird, if it would be one of the simanim. So, but you need one or two, depending on his fowl or an animal. And you don't have to, the entire siman, rov suffices, rubo kukulo. So if you have rov Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, then Shemitah should be doraita. Mm-hmm. Now today, we're heading for the first time in 2,500 years, you have rov Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Certainly what people defined as Jews al pi halacha, not just because a father is Jewish. You know, that's secular Jews believe that, but not halacha. And therefore, so one could make the argument that today you have most Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Shemitah should be midoraita. No, that's not what Yaakov Yosef says. Still, it's still drabanan. It's still drabanan. Why? Since at the time of Kedusha Shnia, the time that Eretz Yisrael was assigned to Kedusha, it was only midrabanan. Therefore, you can still say. At the time of Ezra Sofer, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that we have today is from the time of Ezra, and since the time of Ezra, you did not have most of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Kedusha Shniyah, we call the second Kedusha. The first one was Yoshua. Second time is from Ezra. Ezra was in Kadesh, sanctified Eretz Yisrael, and there we didn't have most Jews in Eretz Yisrael at that time. So even if later you have all or most of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. It still remains Rabbanan. So that's huge. So we say that Shemitah today is only Rabbanan. Now, you're at somebody's house. You're not sure if the produce is okay or not okay. So you should try to figure out. Call Devar Shev Shalavara, Suchim Levara. Anything you can be Levara, I can find out. That's Devar Pachu. But here you can't easily find out. So what do you what do you do? You may not even be able to eat it because if you have the vegetables that you have isur sefichin, if it grew even by itself, it's only in violation of Shemitah, you can't eat it. So what do you do? So the bottom line, Yaakov Yosef relies on Heter Mechira, and most of the produce in Eretz Yisrael is covered by the Heter Mechira, Tenuva. It's certainly the dominant distributor of food in Eretz Yisrael, produce in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you rely on rov. Called the parish miruba parish, that the majority, you can assume that the food that they have comes from the majority, and therefore is room to be lenient. But even if you don't know if there's a majority of food is covered by at least that temachira, what you have is at least it's a safek. And safek drabanan lakula, you can be lenient. That's unbelievable. That's a huge point that he's saying, that you can be lenient eating at somebody else's house in such a case like this. That's a beautiful psak, from very important psak going forward for next year for Shnat HaShemitah. In the meantime, wishing everybody a great week full of bracha for Briyot. Again, thank you to the Mizrahi family for dedicating this shiur le'ilui nishmat Avihu ben Liah, our beloved Avi Gilad, who observed this week as second Azkarah.